In a damning report released by the State Department of Children and Families last week, the Sarasota Family Wine MCA was urged to have a management overhaul or have its contract with the state as a private social service provider outright canceled. Today, DCF and the Sarasota Y jointly announced that the state is not cutting the relationship off completely, but will remove the organization from providing services for Pinellas and Pasco counties. The announcement was made this morning in Tampa by DCF Secretary Bob Butterworth.
We will immediately begin the process of placing the contract for Pinellas and Pasco counties out for bid. The bid process will result in a new lead agency or agencies for Pinellas and Pasco counties. But all involved in this decision have agreed that for a smooth and seamless transition, the current case management providers should remain in place for at least a year.
For the last 3 years, the Sarasota YMCA has overseen foster care for the state in Sarasota, Manatee, DeSoto, Pinellas, and Pasco counties. But after the group lost track of a 2-year-old foster girl, Courtney Clark, for 9 months, DCF began investigating the organization. Police ultimately found the girl safe in a Wisconsin home, where they also found an injured and malnourished 11-year-old boy hiding in a closet. They found the body of the boy's mother buried in a yard. Courtney's mother, 23-year-old Candace Clark, and others were charged with killing the woman and abusing the 11-year-old boy. The review released last week also revealed severe stress on caseworkers in the Sarasota Y, with workers in Pinellas County having up to 40 cases each. The Sarasota Y had been responsible for foster care just in Sarasota, Manatee, and DeSoto counties up until 2004. Considered one of the best private foster agencies in the state, it was offered to take over in Pasco and Pinellas 3 years ago, but as Secretary Butterworth noted, it fell short.
Department of Children and Family asked the Sarasota YMCA to take over. The Y, which was already setting the standard for community-based care with its work in Sarasota, Manatee, and DeSoto counties, accepted the challenge and moved in immediately to attempt to bring stability to the area. But by assuming the expanded responsibility, the flagship CBC in this state, recognized as the model of community-based care, began to experience difficulties. Their difficulties demonstrate again that community-based care must be community-based.
Butterworth and other officials who met with reporters at DCF's offices in Tampa seem to be working hard to appear as if the news that the Sarasota Y would no longer be handling cases after next June in Pinellas and Pasco counties was a positive situation.
This is where I say that this is not a bad day for CBCs. This is a good day. This just shows the people of the state of Florida, if we have a problem in one area, the rest of the state of Florida will come in and assist.
But after being pressed by reporters on how wonderful things really were if he was taking the Sarasota Y off of Pinellas and Pasco counties, Butterworth backed down from the spin.
We'd like it to be better than it's happening right now.
Butterworth said that though the North County caseloads had been a bit much for the Sarasota Y, they were doing great work in their home territory. But in fact, the DCF report released last week said, the current culture and attitude significantly impairs its ability to manage child welfare services, most significantly in Y South, and must change if it's to be successful in the future. WMNF asked Sarasota Y Board Chairman Ronald Gelbman what he could say about the report.
Well, as the Secretary said, there's always room for improvement. And the report was yet another good impetus for us for thinking about the future in ways that we can continue to improve. And we're going to keep doing that.
The review also said that the Sarasota Y management was defensive, arrogant, and retaliatory against any who criticized or disagreed with it. Judge Lee Hayworth is the chief judge of the 12th Judicial Circuit in Florida. He was introduced as being part of the negotiations which resulted in the settlement reached this week.
And I want to issue the challenge to the YMCA that I want them to be one of the best child welfare agencies in this state, and to be an example and a model of what community-based care can be in Florida. I think we have the ability to do that. I'm confident that the YMCA, with its leadership and the changes that have been recommended, can achieve that goal. And I'm hopeful that our community, as I see it, will come together, as they've already indicated they will, and make this a reality.